Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which relates to the doctrine of jihad is the notion that only and only a state has the authority to conduct jihad. No group, no individual, no organization has the authority or the prerogative to wage jihad. Only a state can wage jihad. The Quran is absolutely clear about it. Muslims were only given the permission to lift arms against their opponents when they were in Medina, when they had been organized in the form of a state. The Prophet himself has stressed the fact that war can only be waged behind a Muslim imam, a Muslim ruler. No one else has this prerogative. Even our jurists, they are unanimous in the fact that the issue of jihad or the issue of conducting jihad relates only and only to a state. No individual has this authority. Now, there is a certain incident which occurred in the time of the Prophet on the basis of which some people believe that private jihad can also be conducted. Jihad in the form of guerrilla warfare or personal people, individual people, and conducting this whole campaign is also allowed. Now, what happened was that in the time of the Prophet, when Sulh Hudaybiyah, when the truce of Hudaybiyah had been conducted, now Abu Basir, a companion of the Prophet, had defected from Makkah into Medina. Now, as per the terms of this treaty, he was duly returned back to the Quraysh, to the Makkah, and two custodians from among the Quraysh had come to collect him, and they were taking him back to Makkah. When on the way, he killed one of them, and then again defected back to Medina. And the Prophet himself became very angry with this, and Abu Basir, realizing that he might anger the Prophet more and something might happen, he once again ran away, and this time he took refuge from a place which was far apart from Medina, a place called Zul Marwa. And he was stationed there, and with the help of some other of his companions, he would then launch onslaughts against some caravans which would pass by. Now, on the basis of this whole endeavor, some people think that private jihad or guerrilla warfare is condoned by Islam. Now, first of all, if this whole practice of Abu Basir is analyzed in the light of the Quran, it becomes absolutely clear that the Islamic State did not take any responsibility of the actions which emanated from Abu Basir at that time. And the words of the Quran are that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يُهَاجِرُوا مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَتِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا. And to those who believed but did not migrate to Medina, you owe no duty of protection until they migrate. So the words are absolutely clear that unless people migrate to Medina, they are not the responsibility, their actions are not the responsibility of an Islamic state. In other words, whatever was done by Abu Basir was not condoned, it was not sort of endorsed by the Islamic state in any way. And the Prophet himself was very severe on him, very harsh on him and very stern on him. And he's reported to have said, وَيْلُ أُمِّهِ مِسْأَرَ حَرْبٍ لَوْ كَانَ لَهُ أَحَدٍ. His mother be cursed. If he's able to find some supporters, he is bound to ignite the flames of war. So these words of the Prophet condemn the practice of Abu Basir. They condemn what he did. They in no way condone what Abu Basir did. So it is absolutely certain that jihad, which is conducted in one's private capacity, and a person or organization or a group of people do it, it has absolutely no endorsement from the Sharia. As far as the Sharia is concerned, it is unanimous about it that jihad, or conducting jihad, is only and only the authority of the state. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات